Welcome to The Morning Drive with St. Luke Lutheran Church of Devon, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at stlukedevon.org. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoy this week's message.
What worries are constantly running through your head? What's your biggest worry? How might you take that worry or your whole list and shape those worries into prayers using words of petition and words of praise, so that Christ could move into the center of your life, pushing worry over to the side? And look at the results that Paul promises if we do this. A sense of God's wholeness, of everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. I mean, that speaks to me. Does anybody else ever need to settle down? I mean, seriously. What about quieting that monkey mind? I have to love it that Paul is so trendy here. He's talking about mindfulness and meditation. In summary, friends, I'd say you do your best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Maybe Paul's words inspired Yodia to take a fast from Facebook once a week and quit watching Real Housewives of Philippi. Or perhaps Syntyche decided that instead of leaving the set on all day, 2 hours of CNN was enough. Because that's what I was pondering. Why do we allow so much that is ugly or just plain junk to take up precious mental space and energy, and then wonder why we're not feeling hopeful or able to rejoice? Have you stopped paying attention to what you're filling your mind with and what you're meditating on? Do you find yourself spending more time praising or cursing? What concrete behavioral changes could you make that would open you to rejoicing and hope? And then there's that word, practice. Put into practice what you learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Practice things like humility, generosity, prayer, worship. You can't just think about these things. You have to actually practice these behaviors until they become habits. What faith-filled behaviors could you practice daily or weekly or monthly that would open you to joy? I bet that Paul's words compelled Euodia and Syntyche to iron out their differences and turn things around. Maybe they took the time and energy they'd spent fighting and started a prayer group, or they got together and baked brownies for Feast Incarnate. Maybe they canceled cable and increased their church giving. Whatever they did, I bet their joy was rekindled. And I bet that they rejoiced and rejoiced and rejoiced. Because Paul's words here are powerful. They offer concrete, practical steps that you and I can take to more fully experience the amazing good news that the Lord of heaven and earth, the Lord who died and rose for you, is never farther away than what? Your hand. And then we can live our own lives rejoicing. Life is short, amen? And life is so precious. There's no time for bickering, no time for holding grudges, no time to waste fretting and worrying about things that accomplishes nothing. No time to fill our minds with anything but the best.